Sometimes I comb my hair and sometimes I won't. Depending on how the wind blows, I might even paint my toes. It really just depends on whatever feels good in my soul.
Welcome to Passage to Empowerment on the Levitating Mindsets Network, empowering your mind, body, and soul on this journey for an incredible life. Well, how are you all doing? I hope the weather is somewhat nicer for you. I know there was snow around our area for a bit on the weekend, not in Edmonton, mind you, but in our travels to Red Deer, we hit a blizzard. But, that's spring in Canada. Last week we talked about celebrating the essence of yourself. Did you celebrate yourself this week? Did you do something really nice just for you? I hope so. I know I took the time to do a proper manicure on myself, which is something I haven't done in quite a long time. So I took the time and said to heck with everybody else and just did my nails. This week we are going to be we're going to be celebrating spring is what we're going to be doing. And tonight we have Brenda, who's sleeping. Brenda, are you there? And we have Mel.
Hello, everybody.
Don't know what's up with Brenda, but anyways, we'll go on to this. And if you want to give us a call at 347-989-0124 and give us some ideas on how you are going to be celebrating spring, that would be wonderful. If not, I guess we're going to talk about it a little bit. Well, celebrating spring to me is, thank goodness the winter's over with and we can finally open our windows and our doors and go for walks again and without falling on our butts because of all the ice. And basically, feeling free outside once again. How do you feel? Yeah, you feel that way too?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I do enjoy winter. Winter is my favorite season. I know I'm weird, and I don't have to deal with the things that Canada and the northern United States have to deal with. But I do enjoy the flowers and just the freshness of spring. It's like a new beginning.
It is, for sure. Brenda, how about you? Are you enjoying the spring thus far?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
I was talking before and it wasn't coming through. That was weird. So
Very weird.
I called back in. So what did you just say?
I said, how are you enjoying the spring so far?
Today was gorgeous. It was just a gorgeous day. It's almost hard to believe. But it was pretty rainy yesterday. And apparently it's going to do, it won't be as warm tomorrow and the rest of the week. But that's Pacific Northwest special. I like it. I like the rain. I'm liking the sun at the moment. I don't like it when it gets too hot, but
no,
yeah,
I don't like it too hot either. And today we actually got up to 70. Now remember, folks, I'm in Alberta, Canada. It is still April in Canada, which we normally still have snow on the ground. We have not had any snow on the ground for over a month, and it's warm up here. It is warm. All of my trees are starting to bud. Of course, my crocuses are up, and the tulips are starting to come up, and all that kind of pretty, pretty stuff. And the birds are tweeting away, and my robins are back to nest in my front tree. So, yeah, spring has sprung, and I dare say I hope it stays this way, but it's still Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, and I'm sure we'll get snow one more time. But tomorrow it's supposed to get up to 76 Fahrenheit. Now, I don't know. This is somewhat of a weird weather happening up here.
Yeah, well, it says on my weather forecaster that it got up to 87 today outside my front window. But
ouch.
I don't feel it because it takes a while for things to bake into the house and cool out from the house. But it only got to 72 inside, which, I don't know. It seems like it's better in the springtime. You still have breezes and stuff. Then when it's 72 midsummer, then it seems unbearable. I don't know what that is. I guess because the house is, you know, baked up and it doesn't want to release the heat. But the flowers, I actually wanted to set up some, or was thinking about some hanging strawberry plants and hanging maybe Roma tomato plants or something.
Well, that would be cool.
Yeah,
I usually do a few tomato plants. We have a little bit of a garden. Mostly we have flower gardens, but I always do up a few tomato plants. And I have some fresh herbs and stuff that I do grow in little pots in the summertime as well. We've already picked those up, and they're transplanted, and I know I'm pushing things, so they still come in at night. But, yeah, normally we don't plant our flowers or anything up here until after our May long weekend or the 1st of June, because Jim and I have been stung before where we have bought tons and tons of flowers and tomato plants and put them out, and then the snow comes in. They are all dead, and all that money's gone down the tubes.
Oh, wow. You can't cover with tarp and stuff?
Well, at the other house, we only had so much tarp and stuff to cover, and wasn't enough to go. So, yeah, we lost everything that year. But we've learned, and now we just keep everything up on the deck, which is covered, and then everything survives until it can actually be planted in the ground when I know for sure, well, hopefully for sure, that we aren't going to get any more.
Well, planting isn't everything that springs about, but it is. I mean, it would be great to have like a composting tumbler and stuff like that. Just I just would have to deal with where I'm digging my little fingers and all the natural little critters that love to run around in the dirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Critters that run around in the dirt are for my husband, not for me.
Well, what I would love to plant and grow or cultivate is some curry leaf plants. Now, they don't make curry, you know, from the powder of these leaves, but it's a really strong, pungent spice. And it's one that I think I would really love utilizing. And I really would like to get more into southeastern Indian cooking, or Asian cooking, because I so love the spices, the smells, and the taste.
I love the taste of curry, I really do, but it does not agree with my system, so I can't eat it, which is kind of sad.
Oh, this isn't curry. These are actually called curry leaf plants, and they are a completely different flavor and scent. But, yeah, I like curry, too. So far, it works for me. Gaetano doesn't really care for it, but... Mel, you've never had Southeastern Asian food?
Not really. This isn't most of the Asian food we have here is Thai or Chinese.
So no dal or naan, garlic naan. And
you can actually buy naan at the grocery stores, but that's about it.
Uh-huh. Oh, man, I'm telling you. Yeah, and that, see, now that's a spring-type celebration, Nina, is to start cooking more.
Oh, it is.
Every year I tell myself that I'm going to try new recipes once a month or something, but I'm never so regular about it.
I try new recipes at least once a week. Because I get
bored. He's rubbing it in again, folks, rubbing it in.
Sorry, but I get sick and tired of making the same old. So I have to try new recipes all the time. And I tried one tonight, and it turned out fantastic. But you know what? It's so nice to go into the stores and into the fresh food markets right now, and you can pick up all of these fresh vegetables that are so lovely and green, and they smell so delicious. Compared to what we get here when it's cold and yucky out, like, oh, it's just like heaven.
Oh, another reason not to live there.
Well, we do get, don't get me wrong, we do get fresh fruit and vegetables and stuff here, but it's all shipped from wherever it is that's warm, like California and Mexico and that kind of stuff. So sometimes it's not the best by the time it gets here. You have to be really quite picky. But now, oh, and it's strawberry season. Oh, I so love strawberries.
Oh, they have those super jumbo strawberries that I saw they had some seeds for. They're almost, they said, is almost as big as plums. Yummy. You know, a strawberry, you know, remember you used to get those double strawberries and you'd put them in your mouth and it was like almost too big to put in your mouth? And you had to eat them because they were so huge. If you ever pick strawberries, if you've ever been to a strawberry farm, it's, I don't know, it's a lot of fun to me because of all the different shapes.
Yeah, we have a lot of pick and pick your own type places in and around area. Yeah, you pick your own, and they have strawberries, and they have blueberries, and they have, well, just about everything you can think of in a garden where you can pick your own and then weigh and pay for it afterwards. So much nicer. You can pick it and eat it that day. Oh, I should have been born a farmer.
And weren't you?
Oh, I just spent a lot of time on my aunt and uncle's farm. When my mom was so sick and stuff, that's where I went for holidays and weekends and stuff, was my aunt and uncle's farm. I learned to drive on that farm. I learned how to preserve on that farm. I learned how to can on that farm. I learned how to freeze things on there. Yeah, you name it, I learned there. My aunt.
Did she say she learned to play urine on that farm?
No.
What'd you say?
I learned to preserve.
Oh.
My goodness, Brenda.
I'm like, okay, I know you live on a farm and everything, but, you know, I don't want to know that game. Hey, don't, I know, all right, y'all might think that I'm just being a little bit weird, but when I was a kid and our family went to visit the Freeman's farm out of the city, they slaughtered a pig for our families being together, and I was completely clueless about such things because I was born in the city, and they had this gigantic, like, clear sack their kids were playing with in the outdoor sink next to the barn, and I didn't know why they kept pressing that plastic sack. It looked like a plastic clear sack, but it was the bladder of the pig, and it was clear. I mean, it was weird. I had no clue that that's what a bladder looked like, and maybe it doesn't look like that for human beings, but So I don't know. Farmer hijinks are a little bit different than city hijinks. Not putting it down. I just don't know.
Yeah, it's That's, fun.
Thanks
it's
for
fun.
That lovely, lovely memory.
I'm sure Nina could tell us some hair-raising things about farm life.
I could, but I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to turn our listeners off.
Hey, it's springtime. There's a lot of stuff happening on the farm.
There is. There's baby animals being born all the time, especially the baby calves. They are so much fun. They follow you around, especially if they've lost their mamas. Follow you around like you're their mama. And you get to feed them with bottles. And, those were the days, I'll tell you.
Listen to the traumatic stuff she talks about, especially if they lost their mama. Like, how did they lose their mama?
Well, their
on
mama
the farm.
Their mama would have died in childbirth, in calf birth.
Okay, Nina, never mind with you and farm life. You're getting more traumatic than me in the pea story.
Hey, it's life,
That's
isn't
debatable.
But springtime brings back memories of, oh boy, spring cleaning. Do you remember having to do the spring cleaning? I sure do. Now, why in heaven's name did you have to leave all the cleaning for the spring?
What?
I certainly Well, spring cleaning. All the cleaning was left until the springtime. Then you had to do walls, and you had to do this, and you had to do that. Windows, I can understand, because you can't clean them very well in the wintertime, not with the blowing snow and everything else. But, man, do you have to leave everything to the last minute, cleaning out cupboards, washing them out, and all? I do them when they're needed to be done. I don't wait till spring. I want to be outside. I don't want to be in here cleaning.
My mom never did, quote-unquote, spring cleaning that I recall. She didn't tolerate things being filthy at all.
Well, nothing was, don't get me wrong, nothing was filthy, and fingerprints were wiped up as they happened and that kind of thing. But the walls had to be washed from floor to ceiling in the spring, and all the cupboards had to be wiped down in the spring and all this other stuff. Well, yeah. I do them all the time. Like, I just have kind of a rotation. That way nothing gets piled up, and I'm not stuck in here cleaning. Yes, I have to do my windows, but I will do them one at a time. And they're, now that we have new windows, they're not so hard to do. I don't have to actually lift them out anymore. So that's a whole lot easier on this broken little body. So, yeah, so that's what I'm going to do this spring. I'm going to do some planting. I'm going to clean my windows, and I'm going to go outside and enjoy my beautiful yard.
I'm just going to be a slob, so I don't have to do any cleaning. And I'm still going to go outside and maybe kind of enjoy things. Got the big old chaise lounge. I'm going to crawl up in there on some cushions. With maybe a book, you know, just, you know, you bring the book with you, you know, sort of pretend like you're actually going to read, and then I'm just going to go to sleep in the sun, and then until one of the brats wake me up, and then I'll probably crawl back inside and go to sleep again. Sounds like a great spring is on its way for me.
How about you, Mel? You got plans for this spring?
Not really. Nothing, you know, just we have to mow all the time here, so this is one of the reasons why winter's my favorite season.
Mel,
do you do
any planting at all? Any flowers or vegetables or anything?
We do a few flowers. My mom usually does that, so I like flowers. I like photographing them more than I like actually like getting my hands dirty. So
that's why they make gardening gloves, Mel. I have several pairs of those.
Oh, I use gloves. But it's still not my favorite. I have one of the medications I'm on, I'm not supposed to be in the sunlight too often, so.
I don't really care to do the sun thing either. I prefer to, if I'm busy in the sun, that's fine. But I'm not one to sit in the
sun.
Yeah.
Well,
no plans.
Huh?
No plans other than doctor's appointments, so.
Okay. Well, celebrating spring could be done with the doctor's appointments and lawn mowing. Yep. I think I'll let someone else do the lawn mowing for me, too. I have things to do that don't involve the lawn and doctor's appointments. Like writing. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. That and finishing up the dissertation from hell.
Yeah.
Huh?
I said soon it will be done, and then you'll wonder what all the fuss was about.
Yeah. That's not likely. I'll just be thinking, thank you, God, for releasing me from graduate prison. And then I'm going to be a little wild, like a bucking little colt or filly. And after I get into a lot of trouble and the G-man, bails me out, then I'll settle down and I'll do some more work. Of course, by then I'll be in Bainbridge and everything will just be leisure, loving, lifetime. I mean, I will see clients once in a while.
Oh, that's good. Our friend AJ is in the chat room, and she says her spring isn't much different than any other season. Most of my spring looks like winter. That kind of sucks, AJ. I'm glad you're going to get to go down to Toronto for a couple of days and get away from all of that. Have you still got snow there? Yeah, I'm waiting for a reply.
She said
and
yes.
I know they have spring, the ice breakup happens up there. So they get a lot of ice and stuff pushed into the streets and piles up, and I imagine that makes for a lot of fun. For those of you that don't know, AJ lives in northern Ontario in a place called Moosini. She's a wonderful teacher up there. Very good friend of all of us.
Very sweet, sweet. Knowledgeable, cheerful, pure-hearted person.
Yes, she is. She's definitely one of the good peoples. She says there's snow in Moosini and lots of mud, and I can believe that because she was saying last week about avoiding the ruts trying to get to the school, and because they don't have pavement and stuff like we do. So they have pretty much mud roads and all rutted out and trying to get to school. And I imagine when it melts, you get pretty wet by everybody splashing you. And laughing.
Well, it just reminds me of like some Alaska town somewhere or something, or Alaskan village, just with a little bit of the thaw when you're talking about all the muddy stuff.
Yeah, well, she's pretty much on up there with not much happening. Gotta go a ways before you hit any other civilization. And
hey, did you guys fly kites up there?
And Brenda, she says it's very similar to Alaska.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you and your kids ever fly kites up there, AJ?
Oh, she didn't hear kites. No, she said kites, AJ. Not hikes. They do lots of hiking. And
yeah, well, no doubt. But yeah, I could, spring is a good time for flying kites.
And she said, yes, they do kites sometimes.
Yeah. They have big sort of kite festivals up on the Pacific Coast beaches up here in Washington area. It's just amazing, the huge and varied kites that are flying on the weekends up near Haystack over in Cannon Beach, Oregon. Big kite flying festivals a couple times here early summer, and so Mel probably has the best kite flying weather. She's always got wind up there, right, Mel?
Yeah, if you want to end up in another state, it's perfect. It's perfect weather. Today we had gusts in like the 50s and 50 miles per hour.
Another day with rain.
I remember back in the days when my children were little. They're 38 and 40 now. But when they were little, we used to build kites with them and then go and fly them. And, even when they were really quite small, we would do this. And it kind of reminds me of Gemini, the little girl that I look after. She'll be 3 next month. Her and her dad went kite flying this weekend, and he took a video of it and put it on Facebook. The cutest thing I've ever seen is this little tiny person flying this kite, and she did a darn good job, too. And then when she crashed it, she laughed and laughed.
When she's up, she's really adorable.
She is. She is a little sweetheart. So she's going to have a big birthday party, so that's the next big spring thing. And I would just like to, while we're just talking about birthdays, put in a shout-out for my youngest grandson, Dylan, who is 9 today. Happy birthday,
Happy
Dilly Grandma.
Happy birthday, Dylan.
Happy birthday.
Yep, 9 years old. Can you believe it, AJ? I think when you first saw him, he was teeny tiny.
I remember when he was born. I cannot believe that he's 9 years old.
Yep, he's 9 years old now and all happy as anything. Grandma and Grandpa helped to pay for him and Kayla to get a trampoline, and Daddy put it up for them while they were swimming on Saturday, so he got to come home to find this trampoline at home. So they were very excited about that.
I bet.
Wow. Well, trampoline's a good springtime activity, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Exercise activity.
I used to love that jumping. I used to love that when the spring came. I loved running. I loved jumping. I loved swinging. It was just all this energy. It was just boundless when I was a kid.
Oh,
I remember just starting a run out of nowhere, and it just. And you'd run until you were just, like, almost out of breath, and you're like, kind of like my dog Tyler is, like, all the time. And it was just, you just felt great, breathing deep and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, after being stuck in the house for so many months because of the cold and the ice and everything else, it's, go outside, of course, but not for very long, and now spring has sprung. You can go out there and stay out all day if you want.
On some days.
Some days, yes. But it's like,
I guess, but if you want to be cold, maybe bring a blankie. And I will have blankies out on my chaise.
I've always got blankies.
something starts crawling on me, and then everything's going to go flying.
Try winging it or not.
I may not take my laptop out there because it'll probably end up in the yard too. And spring is too, the sun sets. Oh. I'm watching the nice window now. Okay, what else? What else do you do to celebrate spring? Maybe have like nice little ritual and write up some of the things that you're ready to release the rest of the year, and you either burn it up and blow the ashes into the world, or I guess you could.
If you have biodegradable
paper, then you could sprinkle it into the, you know, I guess the river. Unless you write it on something like eggshells, and then those will break down. It's a good idea.
Yeah, if you don't, you can
poke the hole in your egg and release it, you know, drain the egg out, and then you could just, you know, after you collect about however many things that you want to release into the world, then you take those empty eggs and then you just take them to the river after you write on them. You know, make sure the egg's still whole, so then you write on it and release it. You're just going to break down and possibly even be some fodder for someone else to eat. So, animals to eat, Nina.
Yeah, spring is a time for rejuvenation, to make new promises to yourself. I know that's what I do. I'm not promises. I'm not going to say promises, but I have new ideas, and I'm all gung ho to get whatever I need done. And yeah, it feels good to know that I can go outside and be outside for hours if I choose, and not be cold and shivering.
Sounds good. So are you gonna? Are you gonna start? What is making a list of things you're gonna do by a certain date or something? Or are you just gonna let things kind of unfold at will?
I let things unfold at will. That way, by giving myself dates, if something happens and I can't get it done by that, I'm not disappointed. I just have in my mind, I have a list of things that I would like to accomplish, and I get as many done as I can, and I just keep on keeping on through the list. And if I get it done, that's great. If not, well, that's okay too, because it's not supposed to be pressure.
That's a good way to go. Yeah.
Too many pressure in this life already. You don't need to start putting them on yourself.
I'll pressure myself to have fun. I'm ready for it. Hey, I submitted my prospectus this morning, and I believe that it is on point, except for a few little, you know, spacing errors I noticed after I submitted. I think I'm going to be good to go, at least to start the next phase. That's what I'm believing at the moment.
I'll be able
to start the first three chapters of my dissertation, finally.
Brenda?
Yes?
You know it's on point, and you know it is going to be accepted, not you believe.
I am starting my next three chapters of my dissertation. And yes, thank you, Nina, for helping me to levitate my mindset. I know that my prospectus is accepted and I'm able to move on. Yes. In the meantime, I'll wait to hear from my chair, and that means I should have a couple of days to just skinny dip through life for a minute.
I know. You could make cheesecake for all of us.
I could make cheesecake for all of you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't you have
your
email?
Yeah, you can send it to us.
Hmm. Well, I was thinking about making a strawberry cheesecake for my neighbors, who are so nice.
Your neighbors, we're nicer to you than they are.
Are you sure? Yeah,
I'm
you don't
sure.
know what kind of things I've asked them to do.
Yes, I do.
Oh, maybe you do.
Yep, I do.
Well, you know, once you live next to Frankenstein's, it's like somebody who is even slightly barely comatose and doesn't cause you problems or scare the bejeebies out of you, they become like gods. Not really gods, but just, I don't know, Mother Teresa's and mass. Because just when I had the bad neighbors, it was, you know, neighbors are almost worse. Bad neighbors are almost worse than diseases. It's like at least you could take a pill for it, maybe, you know, or you know, do a little surgery or something. But a bad neighbor, I mean, all you can do is pray, sprinkle some sea salt around your place in hopes that their evil antics will go away. Ugh. I was praying really hard for the last Frankensteins that I had to deal with. It's just, yeah, you know, I don't think most people think about it, but that's the first thing on my mind when I think about purchasing a home is, what am I going to be living around?
Yeah.
And
the thing is, Brenda, when you purchase your own home, you're going to have, it's going to be a single family dwelling, so you got lots of walls between you and them. You'll be fine.
I've lived in houses, Nina. I mean, it's not like I've lived in apartments all my life. We lived in a lot of houses, but we still had weird neighbors. You know, the kind that would come over to borrow something and they would never leave. And everybody is on, you know, edge. And then it's like, we're getting ready to eat dinner. And it's like, oh, don't mind me. And they would stand there in your dining room. You know, so then, of course, you're uncomfortable. You don't want to eat. I mean, you know, that's when you're just like, just be the serial killer in this nightmare, and we can just move on through our, you know,
She does not mean that. We don't want any of that kind of stuff happening. She does
I don't, but I'm not kidding when I say that bad neighbors are worse than a bad disease.
The thing is, with a bad neighbor, you don't have to open up the door either. And we now
you know, when you have a neighbor that's sort of like the Frankensteins, you don't know until you open the door that they're psychotic. You know, people don't walk around with little warning signs on their heads. And most of the people that are creepy seem they're like Tyler there. They just like out of nowhere. You don't know where it's going to come from. But you just have no idea. Radio
but
show.
Brenda, celebrating. We're celebrating spring.
The fact that the Frankensteins no longer live here too.
That's good. And we now have Holly in the chat room as well. Hi, Holly.
Hey, Holly. It's been a while.
It has been.
I need to send my fur balls down to Holly so that they can learn to behave when I'm on the radio.
Holly's not she's good, but she's not a miracle worker. And they are pretty good when you're on the radio. It's not very often.
You hear that, Ty? Your Auntie Nina says that you, it would take a miracle to get you straight, buddy. He's staring at us. Okay. So, we're pulling out the patio furniture. Nina's got the beautiful deck patio, so they're going to spend basically the rest of their time after it warms up a little outside anyway, right?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
See, I would love that because I could be out on a porch that's sort of encased and then watching all those creeper movies. I would just love it. I'd have the just the wonderful creepiness and, oh, that would be fun.
Yes, everyone, we also have a TV out on the deck. We have a 50-inch TV out there on the deck, on the covered deck, so that's why Brenda's going to be watching creeper movies out there.
Yeah. Can't wait to get to Nina's in the summertime. Although I'm pretty sure I'll be the only one out there watching it by myself.
I don't know. We spend all our time on the deck in the summertime, so, nah, you won't be by yourself.
Well, you'll be able to watch Dale and Tucker versus Evil.
Okay.
It's a great movie. I mean, it was cute. It was funny. I liked it. Yeah. And there's a lot of wonderful springtime movies to watch too, like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. As a matter of fact, he has a little song in there, springtime, ding-a-ding-a-ding time. And he's got his little, you know, thing. And he has that song, Imagination, which is beautiful and heart-wrenching. There's Pollyanna. These are all really good spring. Brigadoon. And who doesn't remember Brigadoon? Think of all these wonderful spring movies. You know, just in case you wanted to watch a movie during spring. Boy.
Hard crowd.
This is a hard crowd. These are the jokes, folks. Get over it. Where's Ronnie when you need him?
Oh, he's probably listening in. Ronnie, phone in.
Oh, no, I didn't say that.
Oh, yeah, no. Please, Ronnie, phone in.
Yeah, so, this is when you're... What?
I said, then we'll have some more jokes.
Yeah. Hey, springtime recipes. Lemon bars. Yogurt pies.
Ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can make ice cream. Chiffons and gelatis. Yeah. Oh, mint juleps. And cucumber sandwiches or veggie sandwiches. Yum, yum, yummy, yum.
Oh, for sure.
Get some, you know, just sort of do a little roasted strips of peppers, multicolored peppers, and then little sauteing of a little bit of onion, and then slice some fresh mushrooms, put them all on a bun with some garlic and a little extra virgin olive oil on it, like artesian bread, and make your little wine spritzer, or just you know, some lemon or lime water,
or
with a little rose water too. Wouldn't that be great?
Hot dog roast,
weenie roast,
marshmallows, yay!
Great. I love crispy marshmallows.
I'd love to get a little fire pit sit out back.
Oh, come on up. I got one of those, too.
Boy. Of course.
All I do is hang out around that, except when the mosquitoes came at me.
They don't go through the smoke.
Yeah. Depends on how sweet you is. Oh, I guess I shouldn't have any problem then.
You did it yourself this time.
Yeah, I am a curmudgeon. Spring. Hey, spring started like a couple weeks ago.
It did.
Officially, anyway.
As in March, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're nigh into summer and inclement weather, tornadoes. Isn't that what you got coming your way there, Mel?
I heard on the. Go ahead, Mel. But I heard on the news tonight that you had 19 in Texas today.
Yeah, that's thankfully not in my part of Texas, but we have had tornadoes around here already this year. Right now we're at 40 degrees and foggy and with a lot of wind. So the weather doesn't know what it needs to do.
I don't think you have to worry about tornadoes if it's that cool then, do you?
No, not at the moment. That's a very good thing. And we don't have to worry about big hail, which is what I hate the most.
Yeah,
oh, come on.
Damage.
Come on, Mel. Everyone knows that Texas is known for big hair.
That's because it's so windy.
Yeah, I heard her.
Oh, man.
I'm just being springy.
Springy?
Springy, well... AJ's talking about how bad the bugs are up where she lives when it gets warm enough for them to come out.
It's that climate you live in, AJ. It's the same in Alaska. Big, giant mosquito eaters and mosquitoes.
Yeah, it's a muskeg up there that brings them all out. Tons of black flies, and those are never, ever pleasant.
Hey, AJ, have you heard that Skin So Soft by Avon? That's supposed to be the good stuff that you use, the old formula for keeping the mosquitoes away. Silence.
Skin So Soft, I think, worked for a while. I'm not so sure it worked anymore.
Well, they made a new formula that they put in a pink bottle, and that didn't work the same, but the old sort of bluish green bottle did from last time I heard.
They still make the old Skin So Soft, so if it worked, well, that's great, but for some strange reason, those darn bugs get used to it and then decide it doesn't want to work anymore. But, you know, there is natural repellents out there, too. Marigolds, planting those, is supposed to help. I believe lavender helps as well. There's a bunch of other plants you can plant to keep the mosquitoes and nasties out because they don't particularly like them. So look into that if you're really bothered by bugs. Look into your natural repellents as you're growing flowers.
Yeah, I got to look into that, and I got to look into screen doors and things like that.
I have the best solution. Stay inside if bugs bother you.
Well, the door's open, you know. They slip in once in a while.
Well, I know. I'm just saying, you know, when I went to Canada, the mosquitoes left a golf ball-sized welt on my legs. they're like the size of little birds. They're terrifying.
They're not terrifying.
They're so they have to be a hardy breed to live up there because it's cold and they have to. They're muscle builders, I swear.
Yeah, they lift weights all the time now.
You would think they do. They can suck a good amount of blood out of you.
No, it's so, probably you were slightly allergic to that particular kind of mosquito is my guess. There's different kinds of mosquitoes, just like there's different kinds of flies and everything else. And some of them do bother me really bad, too. And some of the little ones that I look after, they swell really, really bad with them. So I guess it's maybe a little bit of allergy related or a different type of mosquito that you maybe have never been bitten by before. But
called Panamanian mosquitoes. Lord have mercy. And that is a different type. And then she goes on to support the theory that her little kids are getting big welties from the mosquitoes, too.
There's the movie Sharknado. There needs to be a Skeeternado.
Oh, they have. There's Man Skeeter.
Oh,
and,
God.
And, trust me, I've seen them. Yeah. And then there's the one with the big mosquitoes. I can't remember what it was called. Skeeter. Yeah, I think one's called Man Skeeter. Yeah. It's a big old giant mosquito, and it impaled somebody and gave them a little skeeter venom, and then they turned into sort of a man skeeter. It was a sci-fi channel special. Just my shirt.
Oh, wow.
I'm so looking to spring and be amazed. Bad movie actors. In the afternoons, evenings, the neighbors are going to open their door and they're going to play like the TV so loud that I can hear it in my house with the door closed.
No, you have good neighbors now.
Huh?
You have good neighbors now.
Oh, yeah, they're good neighbors. They're just across the street.
Oh.
I never used to know what that noise was until one day I walked out the front, and it's like, really? It's the way that it's physics. Their house is facing the front of our place. And when their doors open, it's like a tunnel, you know, like it's like telephone. It's sending the noise straight our way without the cord. But I like them.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. The other thing that springtime is dog molting. Who has dogs?
Oh, I had one that did that pretty badly.
Yeah, Pepper's. She's pushing that hair button, and she's shooting off hair juts just like a porcupine.
I'm lucky my dogs don't shed, but my kitties do.
Oh. This is why I want another Bouvier non-shedding dog.
Yeah, my puppies don't shed.
Puppies don't shed?
No, mine don't. But the kitties make up for what the puppies don't do.
Usually non-shedding dogs have to be groomed. What?
Yes, they do need to be groomed.
Yeah. 6.5, one dozen the other.
That's right.
Oh, and don't forget the candlelights for outside entertainment. Anemonade. Oh, I'm ready.
Oh, yeah. Lemonade. Oh, yes. Strawberry lemonade. Oh, yes.
Bourbon lemonade. Yeah.
With a little bit of vodka. Not bourbon. Yuck.
There's no vodka in this household. But you're welcome to have some tequila, rum, or bourbon. Wine. What?
I said blech.
Oh, I do have some Irish whiskey, some Grand Marnier, and Amaretto. Amaretto and orange juice is way better than tequila sunrise. And Amaretto and orange juice. And bourbon and grapefruit juice. Classic.
And then you don't even have to put any alcoholic anything into any of these because strawberry lemonade is awesome without. Any kind of lemonade is awesome without. Iced tea. Oh, yes.
But with bourbon in it, it makes it the best.
Oh, yeah, okay. But, yeah, all these lovely things you can have. And this, you can have them through the winter, but they sure don't taste as good as in the spring and summer when they're fresh.
What things? What things? Oh, you know what we're forgetting? Popsicles.
Oh, yeah.
Frozen treats. I've got a mold. I haven't even used it yet.
Yeah, I have one, too, that I haven't used as well.
Hate relationship with ice cream treats.
You have a what?
A love-hate relationship with ice cream treats. Of all kinds.
Thrall us with your acumen about frozen treats there, malicious one.
Well, when it's too hot here, there's no point because they melt before on you and before you can get them even halfway done. And I mean, we get into like the hundreds and without batting an eye here because it's just we're in lower altitude, you know. So, and plus they're getting to be expensive for the good ones.
Oh. Okay.
Plus they hurt my teeth. I have sensitive teeth, so they bother me.
Well, I'm not going to the ice cream man. I've seen enough monster movies to avoid that.
I can't stand hearing people like bite into their ice cream treats. That just drives me nuts.
Is that the same as biting into ice?
Yes.
I like both. But don't share your ice cream with your dog because forget the one or two licks. It's like lick and chomp. They're very inconsiderate that way.
Yes. But the time is now winding down. So I guess we should talk about our other show this week. And that is the book club show tomorrow night at 8 p.m. We are on chapters 13 to 15. Join us. We always have a really lively discussion, and we end up off topic all the time because the book brings up memories of our own childhoods and stuff. So, yeah.
We're on chapter 16.
I said, no, we're not. Are we? Okay. We're on chapter 60.
So read up 15, 17, 18, and we'll probably get through just 16. And then
we'll see where it goes.
We're on.
And we're going to make sure. I didn't do it, but we're going to make sure that none of the other people on the air will have any expletives that we need to delete out. Some people have foul toilet mouth. But you won't need to worry. It'll be a clean show tomorrow.
You know, you can't guarantee that, Brenda. But anyway.
And if I'm not there.
Well, if you're not there, then there won't be a show. That's about all I'm going to say. But that brings us back to next Monday, Passage to Empowerment. And because it is May the 4th, we are going to do a Cinco de Mayo show. All the food
Woo-hoo!
And drinks, the piece for Cinco de Mayo. So that means everybody on Levitating Mindsets, come up with something. I know I have a couple of good appetizer recipes that I'm more than willing to share.
Okay.
And
what?
And you guys got some good recipes for our show next week?
For Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah.
Cinco de Mayo. I can come up with some. I can rustle
right.
some up.
That sounds like a great idea. And I just came up with that because I realized what the date was. So I just came up with that this evening.
Way to share with the rest of us. Way to share with the rest of the class, Nina.
Well, I am sharing right now. What else do you want from me? Like, come on. You got a week.
Forget 12 years a slave. It's like 1 week a slave trying to get recipes. Okay, fine.
Not that
work,
hard.
Work, work, work. The wicked ways are never finished.
That's right.
Except right now, right?
That's right. Okay, Mel, have you got anything else you'd like to share tonight?
No, just be good, everybody.
You all know that Lydia was gone because she's in the midst of preparing for a big pottery show, and which is why she's not having time to love this Wednesday. But she did suggest that she might be able to pop in for tomorrow's show. She's really hoping to because she loves the discussion. And you'd love the discussion, too, if you popped in because, you know, we always talk very clean, and we discuss things, important stuff, related to real life. Yeah. And it's fun. F-U-N.
No, F-U-N.
It's not F-U-N?
No, I was just playing with the words.
Oh. Okay, but it is fun. It is a great discussion.
Great.
It is one of the best discussions I've had about a book in just about my entire life, other than, Shakespeare. But usually not people as into Shakespeare as me and a couple of my friends. So, yeah.
Well, Kathy
I don't think
and
we'll
I
be reading any Shakespeare. That's what we ought to do, is do a Shakespeare play. Or we should do a play, find a play and actually read the parts. That would be really cool to do on the Levitating Book Show Mindset.
How many weeks are you planning on doing this?
Huh?
How many weeks are you planning on doing this and when?
Oh, a Shakespeare play? Well, we can do a small one.
Wouldn't it be
just fun to hear people trying to pronounce? You know, it's fun. It's fun to do Shakespeare read-throughs.
I love Shakespeare, but, yeah, I think I'm going to be away then.
Where's the love? Don't listen, William. Don't listen. I got your back, Mr. Bard. I got your back. Okay,
is it
time for meditation?
It is time for meditation.
I'm going to meditate on Nina becoming a better Shakespeare reading lover.
I love Shakespeare, and I have read all of his works. So, yeah, that's not the problem.
No, it's not the same thing as doing a read-through. Mel knows. She's going to do the read-through with me.
What?
Okay. You heard that here live on Levitating Mindsets. Mel is going to be reading Shakespeare. Okay, let's stop being goofy. let's stop being goofy and go into our meditation. Relax. Take a deep breath. Get the giggles out. Turn the lights down low. If you've got a candle, light it. And we are going into our meditation.
Now that you are relaxed, my voice and the nature sounds continue to take you deeper. You are on a brilliant and loving journey. Speaking the words, I am that I am. You are empowered to create the life of your highest good and joy. As you sleep each night, you see your dreams and aspirations. They safely meet you with joy and love. You happily accept and embrace them. Accept and see yourself healthy and healed, reflecting your chosen physical form. Accept and see yourself in your chosen financial position. See yourself accepting the goals you choose to manifest in your life. Your goals, dreams, and aspirations are completely in your control. Every day you awake refreshed, energetic, and you accept the power to realize love, happiness, and the goals that serve you. You are love. You are brilliant. You are healthy. You are healed. You are secure. You speak these words to yourself daily, several times a day. I am that I am. I am that.
Namaste. Have a great week, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.